It scared me half to death the first night, when that creeping feeling that you aren't alone in an empty room grew to the realization that there really was the warmth and stuffiness of breath behind me. I was guesstimating the steps between me and the kitchen knives when a shadow congealed into the soft face of a black lion, and the wall beside me glistened with the blink-fast outline of a sun.
Huxley Mojave.
And naming dispelled the boogeyman effect.
We both failed the same mission, didn't we?
I wondered if lions' faces always seemed so sad.
You were guarding my croft, too.
Yes.
The front of the coat fell open, exposing a face, visor, black hair, a scraped and bandaged chin, and an arm in a sling. The same type of cheery blue field station bandage that Carlisle Foster Cray had carried home from the tsunami front. We all tried.
Where will you go now? Do you need help getting to other utopians?
No. Now I'm warding you.
Their hand slid out of their nowhere and placed in mine the soft and battered hat. Mycroft's smell. Memory attacked. The flash frozen image of the crowd. The forum skies alive with bright wings racing off to aid Atlantis. And the fallen hat slumped over the last dusty footprints which could ever prove that such a creature walked this earth. Was I next of kin, then, in Utopia's estimation? Fittest to receive this remnant? As close as we would ever have to a corpse? Perhaps I was. Before my sobs could overcome me, Huxley's hand returned and pressed something into my other palm. I looked. One could call it a gun, if one can call the arrow slim and deadly peregrine a bird.
I won't teach you the science. But I will teach you to defend yourself.